Hey, I thought it would be fun to do the what's it called? Extracurricular sex. I'm not even gonna try and say this. You know what? Fuck that. I thought it would be fun to do this questionnaire. Yes. Because I'm supposed to be doing something else, and procrastinating is always fun. Okay. So, section one, starting the day off the right way. How often do you exercise? No, masturbating doesn't count unless it's particularly vigorous. I've been really bad at this lately. I got a really bad leg injury a while ago. Not like broken bad, but enough to limp for a few weeks, so like none. Usually I'll try and go for a run or like really intense dancing. Every day, or like at least 3 times a week. And when I'm really healthy, I'll like bike to work, which is 40 minutes there and 40 minutes back. I don't feel like doing that very often, though. Stephen Fry or Huge Laurie? Am I gonna get mean people if I say I don't know who these people are? Because I don't. Given that you could only do one or the other for the rest of your life, would you rather masturbate first thing in the morning or last thing at night? Last thing at night, that's pretty much what I do right now. After I masturbate, I get really, feel goods, and it's easier to fall asleep. Part deef? Wakey wakey, eggs and bakey. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, some say. How often do you skip it? Fairly often. I don't eat very often. Sometimes I'll have a meal once a day. I'm not healthy. What is your favorite kind of juice? Apple, orange, cranberry, non-cranberry. I like apple juiced, but I don't like usual apple juice. I like pressed apple juice, which is not as sweet tasting. It's more apple flavored. It's really good. Also, hella expensive. If it was readily available, would you drink human breast milk? Shoddy, have you ever drank it? I would maybe try it because I'm into new things, but I'm a little wary. Have I ever drank it? Not since I was a child or wee baby, you know? Tell me a sexual story of yours that is related to breakfast in some way, and if you don't have one, you better damn well make one up. Oh! I'm sorry, all of my creative juices just left. I don't have one. Once upon a time, I sexted my girlfriend overeating. Actually, that is a true story. I have sexted, not my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, quite a few times over breakfast, because what makes you hotter than having a nice normal dinner and then doing something freaky behind the tables, you know? Yeah. So, Article 3, necessary tact and courtesy. Your morning commute, how long is it? I don't really have a morning commute. It's rather just whenever the fuck I'm working because I do shift work. It's about 20 minutes though, by bus, and then like 10 by car if I somehow have access to one that day, but I don't drive. And I don't really know anyone who does and who will be willing to drive me to and from work, so. Let's say you're trying to br let's say you're trying to impress a potential mate to mate with for mating. What is your go-to characteristic? Peacock forest, motherfucker. I'm a wonderful flirt, that's all I have to say. I make my adorable awkwardness work for me. I like winking, being very obvious that I'm into them. Most of the time I have relationships that somehow evolve on social media. So I'll usually like look up their blog or something and see what kind of shit they're into and kind of make it obvious that, hey, I'm into the kind of shit you're into. Maybe we could get freaky with it. And then I also tend to wear a lot of revealing clothing. Not really, but like not really revealing, just stuff that makes me feel sexier. Because if you feel sexy, then you can, like, you project it more. And then just being very, what is the word? Charismatic and friendly. I'm good at that. What accent of the British Isles or Commonwealth, if you absolutely must, do you find most alluring? Say the following phrase in an accent. Time of Floyd's... I don't want to. It's, time fly... I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not. what is your favorite number? Negative 13. You know, because 13 is an unlucky number, and what fucking scene kid didn't like that when they were a teenager, and then when I grew out of that phase, I'm like, you know what? I still like 13, but I'm gonna make it unnegative because no one has a negative number. I will be that fucking individual. I'm a hipster, I'm sorry. The middle, Jimmy eats corn. Assuming all things were equal, like pay, benefits, lifetime earnings, lifetime expectancy, general health, would you rather work a traditional job as a would you rather work a traditional job or as a fluffer in the porn industry? Well, if everyone was treated equal, then there wouldn't be a stigma around sex workers. So I would love to be a fluffer, actually. I'm so cool with that. Would you rather have red webbed feet and hands or gills in your necks? The gills are visible. I'd rather have gills on my neck because that means that I could breathe underwater and that would be a really fun experience. Do you bring your lunch to work or eat out? Which is your go-to lunch, in or out? Most of the time I will eat out. I don't really bring my lunch to work. I'm too lazy to pack one in the morning. What can I say? Normally I'll go for like Subway or Tim Hortons. If I go to Tim Hortons, I will probably just get an ice cap though. Or breakfast sandwiches if it's still early enough in the day. If I could just live off of breakfast sandwiches, that would be like the life. Also, that and ice caps. Ice caps are delicious. Congratulations! You have been selected to have a vegetable of your choice inserted into your rectum. What do you choose? Fuck. Carrot, I guess. They're very thin at the tip. I find anal kind of horrifying, actually. Yeah. Would you rather prefer to drive a manual or an automatic transmission? I don't know. I don't drive. Say you're a middle-aged Chinese woman. Say it. You can only have one child. Would you prefer that child to be male or female? Well, Chinese people usually prefer to have male sons, so if I was a Chinese woman, I would probably want a son. Just getting into character here. The pill question. Let's say that there's a pill that erases your entire memory but leaves you intact as a person. You will still have your skills and knowledge, you just won't know who you are. Essentially, it's an experimental reset. Would you take this pill? I'd be very tempted to, honestly. I had a lot of experiences in high school that rapidly changed me from being a very, outgoing and socially outgoing person to a very nervous and anxious one, so I think I would like a reset. Maybe. You're coming down to the stretch of your workday. Be honest, what percentage of the back half of the day do you spend browsing the internet and goofing off? Do you tend to stay late at work or go home right away? I am actually not allowed to use internet where I work or have my phone on me, so I am pretty much forced to sit there and be bored. Do you tend to stay late at work or go home right on time? Hell no, I do not stay late at work. It is a terrible place. I work in an amusement park. I do not want to have to deal with people any more than I have to. I am gone. There's just something terrible about working while everyone else is having fun, you know?
Yeah.
You've got an exciting event coming up this weekend, and you're thinking about it constantly. What is it again? This weekend. Probably nothing. I'm probably working. I'll just change this to having a day off. I'm probably excited about listening to audios, recording a shit ton of audios, reading a lot, and talking intently with my online friends who have different, time zones than I do. Okay, cool. Thank you, cell phone. That typically have different time schedules than I do that I don't talk to often enough. Yeah. Sorry, that was probably incredibly boring. I don't really go out much anymore. Oh, gosh. I don't have a social life. We hold these truths. Are you afraid of the dark? When did you stop? I'm still afraid of the dark. I take my cell phone everywhere and I use it to light the steps. And, yeah. Who knows you better, your friends or your family? Neither know me that well. Shit. They all know different parts of me, so kind of even. If you have to cry, do you prefer to do it someone you're close to or alone? I hate crying when someone's nearby. I always like to cry alone because you look fucking ugly doing it. I cannot talk without my voice breaking, and I hate doing that because I take it as a sign of weakness. Yeah, I just hate crying in front of people in general. Unless it's like at a sad movie and you're like, oh, he just died. Solitary tear runs down face. You know, that kind of thing. Tonight we dine in hell. What is your favorite food-related TV show or host? I think his name's Elton Brown or something. He had that, like, infomercial. I really like him on Good Eats, and I think it's... No, not Chopped. Something really hellish. That's all I know. Sabotage Kitchen or something? He's really good on that. What is your favorite hero project? Pretty much anything. I don't really have a specific one, but if I had to pick just off the top of my head of something that I don't really know much about, something health related, maybe. You're eating alone. Do you eat out of the tub where you're making the leftovers in, or do you go to the trouble of making a plate? Bitch, I don't even bother warming it up. I just eat it straight out of the Tupperware. Yeah. Principally happy dad, blah, blah, whatever. What is your favorite sexual position, and what about do you like so much? With a girl, pretty much just her sitting in front of me while I have my legs spread on my back and she just can go to town eating, fingering, what have you. I don't know with a dude. I haven't really been properly with a dude yet. There's a third party in the bedroom while you're making whoopee. I have to Google what that is. 1 minute. I have come back more educated than before. So would I prefer to be the third party participating or secretly hiding in the closet watching? Participating? Non-consensual voyeurism is not a thing I get off on. Come up with a backstory to justify your choice. Yeah, I want to be such and such because. I got no one I want to have sex with right now. Let's go Chris Evans and his romantic interest in Captain America. Peggy. Yes. Those two. Beautiful. They're both hot, military, in uniform, and in love with each other. So, it'd be nice to be in a sandwich of them because they're both really tall too. I might have a height kink. Which isn't that hard to fulfill because I'm fucking 5 foot, so... just in case it ever comes up, if there's a fire or a dildo emergency, where do you keep your sex toys? I don't actually have a very organized spot. They're probably just lying beside my bed or under my pillow. I don't really care to keep them hidden or in a specific place. I probably would organize them more if I had more than one. What is the first non-disposable object you have ever masturbated with to on? My vibrator? I didn't really masturbate with disposable objects. Or my hand, ever. I just found that really uncomfortable. Late night with Freddy Krueger? That was not the right name. Oops. I'm a sucker for mashups, so do you like mashed potatoes or baked? I like baked potatoes simply because they are a vehicle for bacon. Yep. You're up late without the intention of getting drunk, so what are you drinking? Probably water or some form of soda, probably Coke Zero. Or a Frappuccino or ice cap, because I am majorly unhealthy like that. The naked elephant in the room. You want to have sex with someone. How do you let them know? Make really bad jokes about sex, really bad puns. Flirt. Flirt insanely well. Wink at them. Probably stumble over my words. I don't know. I always tell them, "Hey, I think you're pretty hot. Do you maybe want to like make out with me? Preferably like just shove me against the door." Yeah? That sounds hot and good, because I think it is. I've had sex with like one person, so meh. Would you rather sleep on a bed of pillows or sleep on a bed with no pillows? No pillows. That's commonly how I sleep. Pillows just are sometimes very weird sensations for me. I like my head against the mattress. You know someone has had sex in your bed, but it's not immediately obvious when you look at the bed. Do you wash the sheets before you get in? Not unless they were in. Not unless I hate the BO of the person. Honestly, I don't really care. It's a bed. I barely ever wash my sheets as it is. I'm super unhygienic. Oh well. Tequila sunrise. Does that mean you're still drunk or too hungover to fall asleep? Which do you prefer, sunrises or sunsets? I like sunsets. They're typically more corally pinkish, and I enjoy that color scheme more than sunrises. All things being equal, are you more productive when you're alone or surrounded by others? Whew, that's a good question. It depends what you mean by productive. Honestly, it mostly depends if I'm on my ADHD meds or not, so not around people, or people don't really factor into it. If anything, what are you saving for that special someone? I'm not really saving anything for that special someone. I don't really believe in the concept of special someones. I think you should live your life how you want to live it, and if someone comes along that you want to spend the rest of your life with, hey, go with that. Yeah, no, I got nothing. Don't cheat. What is the Higgs boson, and what is its significance to modern society? If you consider yourself an expert on any topic, please share your passion with it about us and teach us about your passion. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna teach y'all about fucking BDSM culture in Japan, because I've read a lot of stuff on this and had very intense discussions on this. But basically, or at least I'm just gonna tell you one major difference between culture here and then in Japan. Here we have a very strongly based safe word system, red, yellow, and just random words that you wouldn't come up with to say, "Hey, stop, I'm done. This is overwhelming. I need you to like cool fucking down now." In Japan, they got nothing like that. It's completely on the dominant person to know when their sub is over or not, which can commonly result in subs being over, done with, just had too much happen to them. And that's not seen as a failing on the sub, that's seen as a failing on the master, and it's just like, okay, that doesn't sound that safe, but I guess different cultures, man. Yeah. Anyway, this was fun and hella long, so bye.